533-6489 or visit me online at TristanCole.com. We're Farm Bureau Insurance, Michigan's insurance company.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back into the show. Second half hour of hour number one here on this Monday, August 18th, 2025 edition. Couple of text messages coming in response to my shout out asking for cool things to do. Randy Walker says, Shipwreck Museum, Whitefish Point, Paradise, Michigan. Interesting. I've heard of this museum. I've never been there. I think I'm going to take a day trip with Miss Vicky, and I think we're going to go up there and see it. This is the third time, I think somebody's texted to me this over the years, and we're definitely going to do it. Thank you, Randy. Appreciate you listening. Thanks for texting me. Officer Rick, listening in downstate this morning. He is, working from Washtenaw County with the township assessor. If you bring your own boat, you can spend the day on Portage Lake, chain of lakes. There's several places to eat and drink on the chain. There's even a state park boat launch. However, it's crazy on holiday weekends. This is where my wife and I lived for almost 25 years. Portage, Michigan, in Kalamazoo County, famous for its Portage Lake chain of lakes. Connection to recreational activities, boating, dining on the chain. Portage Lake itself is even listed as a harbor of refuge for Lake Michigan. Interesting. Very interesting. So Rick says they have access to Strawberry Lake on the chain, and his wife's family cottage is on Portage Lake. Very cool. Very cool. Greatly appreciate that. Randy says they're going next Tuesday to the museum, the Shipwreck Museum. Well, we'll be working, doing the show. Miss Vicky will be at the office, but you guys enjoy. Have a great time. Let me know how it goes. Well, getting back to this mid-decade redistricting that is attempting to be done in Texas. However, now they're facing new legal tripwires. Well, now that it's not an issue in Michigan, due to our voters, not politicians, constitutional amendment, we have an independent commission that draws up our lines for our maps. But Texas and other states are going to face Voter Rights Act, the VRA, and other assorted hurdles as they wade into mid-decade redistricting discussions. This is according to the National Conference of State Legislatures. They held a conference last week. President Donald Trump is encouraging Texas to go forward with what they're planning. Florida, Indiana, and other states to look at redrawing congressional maps in the hope of scoring new lines that could naturally give Republicans an edge in congressional races heading into next year's midterm election. In response, California, New York, and other traditionally Democratic states are looking to respond with a redraw of their own. However, these states will have to navigate the changing legal landscape of how judges shift racial gerrymandering claims from partisan disputes. according to the policy research manager for the Colorado General Assembly, Democrat Julie Jackson, for those of us who actually draw the lines, how do the redistrictors prepare themselves for these claims, and how do you counter it with real data when we're halfway through a census period? Kate McKnight, a Baker Hostetler attorney in Colorado, said drawing those lines, you'll need to show cohesive voting patterns of a given minority group to be able to have the new lines hold up in court. In the traditional redistricting process, mapmakers have fresh U.S. Census data to bolster their assertions about where the minority groups live. However, this is not the case. 5 years removed from the last official count opens the door to a new set of legal arguments backing assertions that people still live where they did 5 years ago. It's all based on population. Well, the attorney McKnight said states would be better off finding experts who can help them through the Voter Rights Act, as well as the Equal Protection Clause. Because when it goes to court, you're going to have to discourage classifying voters by race. This is a tripwire that snagged Michigan's Citizens Redistricting Commission when they initially drew up Metro Detroit and the surrounding legislative districts. You don't want to engage someone to look at the voting behavior in your state and determine the demographics in your state, and also make sure that you determine whether or not there's going to be a Voting Rights Act issue, end quote, said McKnight. Now, Samuel Davis, he's an attorney, left-leaning progressive, and also a Harvard University instructor. He said figuring out the demographics of a location is only part of the battle. The map drawers also need to assess the political behavior. One of the live issues, quote-unquote, before the courts right now, as Davis puts it, is whether the courts will consider coalition claims that build Voting Rights Act cases by combining multiple ethnic and racial populations. For example, a district may be 40% black, 10% Asian American, 5% Hispanic, just for an example. Well, here's the legal argument. Can these three different groups be combined to form what's called a majority-minority district in order to satisfy the Voting Rights Act? Right now, the U.S. Fifth Circuit Court of Appeals recently rejected coalitions in the Petway versus Galveston case. You can see some of the concerns that there are many people, many judges, who are very uncomfortable about categorizing voters based on race, ethnicity, and collecting them in a district to create a coalition based on different races, McKnight said. To that, you go to court and say, okay, this is no longer about just one racial group. We expect you to categorize many racial ethnic groups into one and just assume that they vote cohesively, because in fact, collectively, they're all minority groups. Okay, let's stop that statement right there for a second. So he's saying, in this hypothetical, 40% of the district is black, 10% Asian American, 5% Hispanic. So is he saying you basically are profiling these people because they're minorities, they're not white, they have different ethnicities, you're saying they're going to vote the same? I don't think that's necessarily true. I don't think they all automatically vote Democrat because of history, tradition. Donald Trump proved it. Last year, folks, November 5th, 2024, do you know he got the highest percentage of the black vote in the history for a president on a Republican ticket? For a Republican, Donald Trump got more black vote than any other previous Republican going all the way back to Abraham Lincoln. Also, the Asian American and Hispanic groups came out in huge numbers for him, not only giving him an electoral college victory, but also the majority popular vote. Well, kind of interesting, because Knight goes on to say, often we're seeing in some cases that there's less rigor in the analysis for these other minority groups, and therefore they need to be grouped together. Well, on a new frontier in gerrymandering litigation is the concept of private rights of action. What the heck is that? Well, besides the U.S. Department of Justice, anybody can sue over alleged Voting Rights Act violations. In the past, courts have recently held that they have the right to sue. Well, the Voter Rights Act, which was enacted, relies on the census data. And it's true that the United States Supreme Court has never explicitly said there is a private right of action when it comes to this type of activity. They've decided to allow plenty of cases to be brought forward by private plaintiffs without ever suggesting that there could be a case that could go national. Very interesting, very interesting. We're going to take a short break here. Final segment of hour number one. We'll be right back.
From Northern Michigan RV.
Hi, I'm Tony Kessering from Northern Michigan RV in Galen. Get ready for a new adventure with help from Northern Michigan RV. We sell everything from pop-ups and truck campers to luxury fifth wheels, and we have everything to keep you going, including parts, full service, and even propane. And we're open year-round. Don't buy anywhere before stopping into Northern Michigan RV. Off 32 on Expressway Court behind Walgreens and Gaylord. Online at northernmichiganrv.com. Get ready for a new adventure at Northern Michigan RV.
Life is a wonderful journey, from fresh beginnings and future adventures to all the best life has to offer. Along this incredible journey, you want to safeguard what's most important to you. Hi, I'm Tristan Cole, your local Farm Bureau insurance agent, and I'm always nearby to help protect you and your loved ones along the way. Let's talk about your journey and protecting what matters most. Call me at 231-533-6489 or visit me online at TristanCole.com. We're Farm Bureau Insurance, Michigan's insurance company.
Hey everybody, it's Trucker Randy, the Yo-Yo Diet King. I have literally lost hundreds of pounds in my life. SlimFast in the 90s, Nutrisystem in 2000, South Beach, Superfoods, they all worked in the short term, only to gain it all back, plus some. Now that I'm 65, I really wanted to find a program that would increase my metabolism to burn my belly fat, bring my hormones back to my younger days without any exercising. Then I met Missy of My Pure Health Solutions. She explained how her program does exactly what I was looking for. Go to TruckerRandyHealth.com. Follow my journey with Missy and see that I dropped 22 pounds of body fat in the first 14 days without exercising and eating real foods. Again, go to TruckerRandyHealth.com and schedule a free consultation or call Missy at 269-964-4255. 4044. Let Missy change your metabolism just like she's changed mine. Do it today. Trucker Randy here. Let's face it, we're all getting older, but we don't have to feel the pains of getting older. Most people and even our pets have daily pain. Don't let pain slow you down. Get natural relief with CBD products from Patriots Relief. Designed by nature and trusted by millions, CBD synergistically works with your body to naturally relieve pain along with many other benefits. CBD is not marijuana and you will not get high. Vicky and I trust Patriots Relief products because they truly work. Go to their website, patriotsrelief.com, then call Tim and his family at 877-230-1776. Mention the promo code TR1 to get the biggest discounts. Again, call 877-230-1776 and mention TR1. patriotsrelief.com.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back into the show. Final segment of this first hour. So the bottom line to this story is that it is an ongoing, soon-to-be legal battle. But if and when the Democrats return back to Texas and are able to get a quorum, the Republican majority is going to pass the redistricting law to take place in the state of Texas this year. And the interesting part of all this is a non-election year. Outside of perhaps local issues like school millages, road bonds, renewing of bonds, local millages issues, library boards, some small municipal elections, you're not dealing with Congress. You're not dealing with the U.S. Senate. You're not voting this year yet for governor, attorney general, secretary of state. So this is a perfect timing to do this, not only to redistrict the maps, but also to go through and clean up your qualified voter files. Jocelyn Benson has been served papers to give certain documents to the Justice Department, Attorney General Pam Bondi in Washington, D.C. I think she's going to be a little bit busy responding to those requests, taking on an investigation from the U.S. Attorney General. That's going to allow them to be busy while local clerks here in Michigan are able to use the website checkmyvote.org to look for addresses in their local townships, cities, villages to determine whether or not dead people and people who no longer live in your jurisdiction are removed from the qualified voter files this year, 2025, even January, February of next year. And as a result of these redistricting maps, well, it looks like Congress might get more reflective representation based on the numbers Donald Trump got just a few months ago, November 5th of 2024. If this happens, folks, Republicans are going to grow their majority in the House of Representatives. This also could even help Mike Rogers in the U.S. Senate race as the momentum of Donald Trump and other Republican states could be possibly leaning Republican next year. Again, it doesn't affect our maps because we have this quote-unquote independent redistricting commission. We've already gone through this process. This independent commission has already gerrymandered our lines here in Michigan. So we're basically stuck with it. It is what it is. But I got to tell you, this is going to be major, major headlines when Texas does this. California, Illinois, New York attempt to fight fire with fire, quote unquote, to see if they can squeeze out just a few more Democrat seats in their liberal states to counter what Texas is doing. But I got to tell you, if other states, not just Texas, but Florida, if they redistrict based on the increased population they have going on down there, a lot of people moving to Florida, well, they're going to gain seats as well. Indiana, Missouri, Oklahoma. I mean, the list goes on and on and on. No, wait a minute, not Oklahoma. I think Oklahoma is already all Republican, if memory serves me correct. So, how is this going to play out? Well, we'll keep following it. But it's going to be very, 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 very interesting. And if they grow Republican seats in Congress after the election next year, well, that's only going to help Donald Trump in his last 2 years of his presidency. Starting in 27 and 28, that's going to be it, folks. The end of President Trump. He will be serving his last 2 years, but he'll be doing it with a larger Republican majority in the House. And depending on the get-out-the-vote efforts, people get out and vote next year like they did in 24 election, this could even grow the majority in the U.S. Senate. Again, only helping Donald Trump his last 2 years of his presidency. So, very interesting. We'll continue to follow the story and we'll let you know. Hour number two today's show. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to Your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop.
If you have pain in your back, neck, shoulders, hip, knees, wrists, or feet, Dr. Gary Willey's Chiropractic Services in Sheboygan has a robotic laser treatment for you. This technology takes away pain, inflammation, and promotes healing. Experience robotic laser pain relief at a special new customer price. Call us for fast relief Monday through Wednesday to learn more and to schedule an appointment at 231-627-4300. Again, 231-627-4300.
In Northern Michigan don't have to go far to get their firearm problem solved. Curtis Gunsmithing handles all gun work, adjustments, bluing, rebarreling, cleaning, and even FFL transfers. Need a